We're going to go ahead and start our program with the recitation of the Holy Quran, the Word of Allah, by inviting our dear brother, Sheikh Muzaffar Haidar from the United Kingdom, who also not only recites the Holy Quran, but he also gives us the translation as well. So we're going to go ahead and invite him with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صلوات على محمد وآل محمد. This is a very special and unique surah, especially for the time in which we are living. There's lots of people who are sad, they're feeling anxious, and a lot of depression that is in the air. If there is any cure for all of these things, we will find it in this glorious surah of the Holy Quran, at Surah Duha, chapter number 93. And it really is a cure. In fact, there are ahadith that teach us that one who recites this surah regularly, Allah will fill his heart with happiness. Now let's look at the structure of the surah and see how it's a cure. The first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us is he swears by the brilliant morning light and he swears by the night when it covers in darkness. وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى. One of the big problems that we face, especially in the modern world, is that we are not sleeping on time. We're staying awake, like myself, throughout the night, studying to prepare for those exams, or because we're stressed for some other reason, and we are missing the brilliant, perfect morning sunlight. This is the first thing. And we're also missing out on sleeping in the first hours of the night. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam would sleep on the first hours of the night and wake up for the rest of it. The next part of the surah says, your Lord has not forsaken you, nor has he become displeased. You talk to anybody who is depressed, they will talk in a way as though everything they do is a mistake. Everything they do is wrong. Everything they do is a catastrophe. They feel as though God has abandoned them. Thus Allah says, مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى. Your Lord has not forsaken you, nor has he become displeased with you. The next verse, very important. Allah says, that which comes after is better for you than that which has come before. وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى. One of the problems that we face is we dwell too much on the past and we think that the future is going to be worse and worse and worse. The Quran is teaching us, no, have a positive outlook. Look at the future as though it's bright. The next verse of the Quran here tells us, very soon, Allah is going to give you so that you will be well pleased. I'm not going into the tafsir here because it will take up too much time and I don't want to bore you. But this is revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, and this particular verse is the most hope-giving verse in the entire Quran. For who? For the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, it's the most hope-giving verse in the entire glorious book. وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Allah is going to give you, he's speaking directly to the Prophet here and through the Prophet to all of humanity. Soon your Lord is going to give you so that you will be well pleased. Then he tells you, did we not find you an orphan and give you shelter and care? أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى. Allah's reminding us here of the past favors that He's given to us. One of the things that we suffer when we're going through depression is we forget the past favors of Allah. Allah's saying, didn't we find you without shelter? And we sheltered you. We gave you so many blessings in the past. وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى. We found you lost and then we guided you. Dear brothers and sisters, we've come a long way from where we began, especially as Hawza students. Often the stress can overwhelm us and we feel like, I'm not knowledgeable enough, I haven't studied well enough, I'm not pious enough, I don't have, you know, I'm not getting any visions from Allah. No, you've come a long way, dear brothers and sisters, if you compare yourself to where you were before, and Allah has truly guided you. And then he says, we found you in need and we made you free of need. وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. Then he says, as for the orphan, do not oppress him. فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ. Allah's now reminding us of those who are less fortunate than ourselves. If we focus a little bit on those who are less fortunate than ourselves, who are poorer than ourselves, who have less friends than ourselves, then we'll realize that Allah has truly honored us and we can deliver that kindness that we are required to deliver to them. And as for the one who asks, do not push him away, do not chide him. وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. And the final verse, perhaps the most important one, is he says, as for the favor of your Lord, do announce it. وَأَمَّا بِالنِّعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. Why is this so important? You go and talk to people who are depressed, who are sad, who are anxious. All the time they will be dwelling on the negativity. They'll be saying, I don't have anything. I don't have any money. I don't have any knowledge. I don't have any good looks. I don't have any fame. I don't have this. I don't have that. I don't have this. Allah is telling us to not only announce the good things that Allah has given us, but to recognize them. Realize the bounties, the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us and speak about them. Speak about them. فَحَدِّثْ. صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ وَصَلَوَاتُ عَلَى مُحَمَّدْ وَآلِهِ الطَّيِّبِينَ الطَّاهِرِينَ.